Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are joined by Eitan Hirsch, Associate Professor of Political Science at Tufts University, author of a new book and an article in The Atlantic that appeared this week. The title, well, maybe scaring people off. We'll get your opinion on that in a second. College-educated voters ruining American politics. It's a lot about political engagement and how people think they're engaged in politics. Eitan, thanks for joining us this morning. What do you think about that that title, College-Educated Voters Ruining American Politics?
Well, look, I didn't write the title, but the basic story of this book and the article is that college-educated people are spending more time than anyone on politics, but they're mostly just spending it on political consumption, on reading and arguing and talking. Actually, other demographic groups like minorities are less likely to spend time on politics, but the more likely that they spend the time is on volunteering for a party or a campaign, doing actual political work.
You know, I think we all know who these people are. They follow politics, they debate it on social media, they call into radio talk shows. You know, I would always call them political junkies, but you actually call them political hobbyists.
That's right. They do. They spend a lot of time on this, right? It's similar, I guess, to like a sports junkie, but it could be more like, you know, a foodie, you know, spending 5 minutes peppered throughout their day, like looking at videos and watching Food Network. It's all that. And it's interesting because, you know, unlike the people who are actually engaging in community organizing, these folks, like, they care about it. They're emotionally invested, intellectually, but they're just not doing anything.
It's almost strange to watch it play out because at the same time, these are a lot of the people who drive discussion on a day-to-day basis, whether you're talking about what you hear on the radio, what you see on cable news. It's picked up a lot from what people are tweeting about, things like that. But in terms of practice, while they might drive the discussion, their actual tangible impact, you're arguing, is kind of not there.
Yeah, and it's find it kind of strange, the demographics of this. So, you know, you still see on surveys to this day, men are, you know, more likely to know political facts, to say they're interested in politics. But then if you look at, you know, basically any organizing committee across the country, it's predominantly women.
If you had to define these people, I mean, how would you do it? What's the demographic?
So, you know, look, these are found in all demographics, from college students to retirees. But, you know, basically what we're seeing is that the people who are spending a lot of time on the non-active forms of engagement, the reading and talking and arguing and stuff like that, those are disproportionately college-educated white men. The folks who are out in communities doing, you know, going to monthly meetings, canvassing, knocking on doors, are predominantly women and disproportionately actually from Black and Latino communities.
I'm sure you're seeing a lot of this political hobbyism right now around the impeachment.
That's right. You know, this is sort of like, I've been working on this project for a while, but, you know, anyone who can look at all of this energy all these people are spending on watching congressional hearings and being upset about it, for one party or the other, it just seems like such a waste of time.
So if any of these people do get engaged, then what do they become?
So I, you know, the book that I wrote is called Politics is for Power. So for me, as a political scientist, when I think about politics, I think about trying to move people, that could be your neighbors, that could be politicians, to do something that you want them to do, to move policy in a direction you like, that kind of thing. And so to do that, you have to convince these people to do something. And, you know, the book tells a bunch of stories about people who figured out ways to multiply their votes or voices. There's a story of a guy here in Boston, he just passed away. He was 98, and he controlled 1,000 votes in his old age home. And it's an amazing story because he had some issues he cared about. A lot of them were just like the mobility issues surrounding the elderly in this low-income housing project. But you know, he figured out a way to get them all to vote and to vote the same way. So that's politics. It's moving people to take these actions that they wouldn't otherwise doing, and it's for getting power. If you're not doing that, you're not doing politics.
And we talked about impeachment going on right now. We'll see it again coming up this November. And I kind of mention it every time there's a presidential election. People will say, this is the most important election of our lifetime. You know, you have to get involved. Why aren't you going out there and, you know, voting and listening to the debates and things like that? And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that matters less to you, who the president is. You know, the results of a lot of these major TV events matters less so than going out physically doing something in your community.
That's right. Yeah, you know, you can't just follow the celebrity on both sides. You know, it's like Obama was got a lot of people's attention in 2008. A lot of Democrats got involved. And then, you know, as soon as there was actual policy fights for health care, other stuff, they sat home. The Tea Party was really active in the Obama years, and now it's on the decline. So, you know, if you actually want to do stuff, you can't just follow the presidential celebrity politics. You have to actually do something.
Well, it's all very interesting. Eitan Hersh is our guest. The Politics is for Power is the book, How to Move Beyond Political Hobbyism, Take Action, and Make Real Change. Eitan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.